Hare Krishna. I wonder if devotees had the opportunity to see the latest veggie vegan vlog that's, I don't know where it is now, around 2.5 million views. It's very, very interesting to see how many people are actually connected to this particular subject. Seems like a very, very engrossing subject to many people, and there are a lot of views, although most of the comments are appreciative and supportive. By the way, trying to use technology to get at least a word of Krishna consciousness into an area where, unfortunately, Krishna consciousness is not so prevalent, namely the internet. At least we haven't taken as good advantage of it as we should have. Today's topic was on a different vein. We were speaking about in Bhagavatam class, and it was really about what the spiritualization of the body means. We talk about it. There are different perspectives or different parts of that spiritualization that are extremely fascinating. And one is the influence of devotional service and how it gradually sort of transforms the body by its spiritual potency, and of course really transforms it when one enters into the transcendental stage of ecstasy and love, prema. There are very nice explanations in the 11th canto, as well as fourth canto, about the interaction between senses and sense objects, how the senses have a natural affinity towards sense objects, and how sense objects also enter, literally speaking, into senses. And of course all of this is directly connected to the consciousness of a living entity, and it's what consciousness is, what Krishna consciousness is all about, how our consciousness is gradually changed. And as our consciousness has changed, our perception of the world, of reality, and what's actually beyond this world also changes. And therefore, sense objects take on a different perspective, and even, of course, take on a different function. In the wrong consciousness, sense objects become the source of bondage. In the right consciousness, and utilized the right way, they become the source of liberation. Tamasmi, Krishna says, I am sex life that is not opposed to religious principles. So here is the thing which Pungsastriya Maituni Bhavameta Mahammameti. Now Lord Rishabhdev says that it's the same sex life which is responsible for the bondage to material existence, and yet at the same time Krishna says it's the same activity done in a different consciousness with a different type of purpose, which then actually he says Kamal Smi, which is non different than himself. So the truth of reality is not necessarily in how we perceive it, not necessarily, but it isn't in how we perceive it as conditioned souls, but the truth of reality is only known when one becomes the embodiment of truth, which is Sat. Krishna says in Asate Vidite Bhavo that there is Sat and Asat. There's that which is real and that which is unreal. What we see is not real, is not reality. It exists, but it has an original, much more fundamental form than what we see. So, for instance, the example there of Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha and Krishna because of his extraordinary spiritual standing, his Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, trying to avoid the subject, told Ramananda Roy that, well, the reason you're seeing me like this is because Stavara Jangama Deki, that someone who is very, very advanced, movable and immovable things, he just sees them, Ishtadeva Spruti, he just sees within them his worshipable deity. And so you're a devotee of Radha and Krishna, so you see Radha Krishna everywhere you look, and now you're looking at me, and that's why you're seeing Radha Krishna there. In other words, objects themselves, of course, one can see Krishna in the objects. The general vision is that one sees everything in relationship to Krishna under the principle of yukta vairagya. But still, objects take on a different type of perspective based on consciousness. So here, Lord Brahma says, Premanjana Chulita Bhakti Vilochanena. Now, when you have prema, then your vision becomes different. What do you do? Santasade Varideyeshu Vilokayanti. Within your heart, you see Shyamasundar. You see Krishna within your heart. What do we see within our hearts at the present time? Well, we don't even see within our hearts. All we can do is just close our eyes. But prema empowers one to actually see within one's heart Krishna and his achintya guna sarupam, inconceivable potencies, which means that those things by which we are limited with here in the material world are really sort of brushed aside. The limitation that how do you see into your heart? You don't see anything. But if your consciousness changes, then you overcome those obstacles, you can see within your heart. Krishna says, Pandita Samadarshana Vityavinya Samphani Bhavanigam Hastini, that a pandit, he sees, he doesn't see the external body, but aside from the external body, he sees the soul and the super soul. So there is seeing by knowledge, and then there's also literally seeing. Yes, they can actually see. So Krishna's there, but he can't be seen. But when your consciousness changes, then you can see. Similarly, we look out at the night sky, and what do we see? So whatever we see, that's what we see. Everyone knows what it is that they're seeing. But we're seeing a universe with stars and a moon, and some falling stars, but what does Shukadeva Goswami see? So what does he see? He sees it in what is being described, the whole structure of the universe in the fifth canto. Why don't we see that? Because we don't have the eyes to see it. We don't have the consciousness to see it. And materialistic scientists, no matter how they'll try to look and how they'll try to argue, they'll never be able to actually see that unless they change their consciousness. So change of consciousness means change of perception. The way in which sense objects enter into senses and the way in which senses are attracted to sense objects changes according to one's consciousness. So our idea is actually to affect this type of transcendental perspective, because then we really see things in their proper perspective. What happened when Vyasadeva became perfect in his meditation? Then he saw, now I forget the verse, Maya, he saw that Maya was standing behind Krishna. In other words, you see the real Krishna conscious viewpoint in the forefront and the material viewpoint in the background. And that's really the position of the Uttama Adhikari, who comes down to, Prabhupada uses this term, comes down to the Madhyam platform. He gives up actually physically seeing Krishna in the forefront to seeing and relating with the material world, and he sees Krishna in the forefront in a philosophical and Krishna conscious way as being the energy of Krishna. Because if he just saw Krishna always in the forefront, then he saw Krishna in everyone and everything, then he would have nothing to preach about. But in order to be able to see the type of duality that exists in the material world, and that different types of people behave in different ways under different conditions of life, then he has to give up that type of prominence of that type of vision, although it is still there, and sometimes does come to the forefront and becomes overwhelming. So Krishna consciousness, changing our consciousness, changing the way we perceive things, being aware, therefore, that statements of reality, which may appear to be very fantastic to the conditioned mind, remain inconceivable until they become conceivable by dint of the type of vision and consciousness that we develop. Hare Krishna.